Today, I want to talk about the S&P 500 and I want to talk about the ASX 200. The S&P 500 is currently 70% through the reporting season for the June quarter. And what's really interesting about looking at US quarterly earnings now as opposed to 2 years ago, if I was standing here and talking about quarterly earnings, I would be talking about the series of disappointments over previous quarters and why earnings forecasts would have been lower than anticipated 3 months ago, and that as a result of that, future earnings are being downgraded. Now, entirely the reverse is occurring. The earnings for the June quarter are higher, a touch higher, than already the very strong estimates for the June quarter of 3 months ago. And as a result of that, what's happening is that earnings forecasts for the next few quarters are already being modestly upgraded. So what you've got and what you'll see in the quarterly presentation in a few weeks' time is an even more spectacular growth trajectory of US earnings than was the case even a few months ago. And it's interesting that in that process that the S&P 500 is becoming more responsive to our simple model based on earnings per share and bond yield. And it's probably because the US market is different than ours. A much higher proportion of total return is from the level of stocks rising with earnings, and a much lower proportion is its response to interest rates because dividend yields are much lower in the US. Anyway, the explanatory power of the model has lifted from about 78% 2 years ago to about 85% now. And what it currently tells us is that fair value for the S&P 500, including the most recent available data, is 25.67. And that's just under 300 points lower than the fair value for the level the S&P 500 closed this morning at 28.53. For comparison, that's about half a standard error. The actual level of the market is about half a standard error too high, which means we can say the S&P 500 is moderately overvalued. Given the fact that earnings growth is so good, that's not surprising. Where we last had a peak in the S&P 500 followed by a correction was in January. At that time, it was 1.1 standard errors too high in terms of our model. So we can say that, the risk of the market is half what it was in January. It's moderately overvalued and earnings growth is good. So you'd expect continued upward movement in the US equities market until we get a major break in either earnings or bond yield. In Australia, the situation is different. We had a big leap in earnings this time last year, and that kicked fair value of our model from about 5,600 and change to about 6,100. And that 6,100 grew over the following months to about 6,200 and then briefly touched 6,300 at the beginning of this year, then fell away to below, just below 6,100 before the last quarterly presentation. I think it was about 6,080 points, something like that, when I presented in the first week of June. But now what's happened is the reason that decline happened was interesting. It really wasn't because of any decline in earnings. And by the way, at that time, it was way higher than the stock market was trading. The Australian stock market was trading and seemed crazy bullish. The reason our model declined between January and May was really because of what was happening in US corporate spreads. The US corporate spreads was widening, there was less liquidity in the US corporate market, Bond yields looked like they were going up a bit, and those two together brought the fair value of our model down relative to pretty much flat earnings. And what's happened over the last couple of months is that risk premium in US credits is starting to come down again, and that's generating more liquidity in the market. And as we've seen this morning, the bond market is a bit firmer. The other thing that's happening, of course, is that Australian 10-year bond yields are now leading, are running at lower yields than US yields. So that those lower yields are supporting our domestic high dividend paying stocks. So fair value right now in the Australian equities market is, well, yesterday was 61.94. That's about 100 points lower than we are. It has to get to about over 6,500 points before it's standard error overvalued in Australia. So we are slightly overvalued in Australia. The US is moderately overvalued. Both of them are below a standard error too high, and they can continue going to this level, or in the Australian case, is higher level, for quite some time.